I'm going to talk about a lie a lot of us believe that works overtime to make us feel guilty. Maybe you've heard that lying voice in your head pushing you to take on burdens you were never meant to carry. Anyone else feel guilty about being worn out? Or is it just me? I've learned that if the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. Too busy to spend time with God. I hate to admit that I've been there. I've been too busy for God. And you know what it taught me? Busy stands for buried under Satan's yoke. We can throw off that yoke, but it takes intentionality and it makes demands on your precious time. But finding room in your busy day for alone time with God is so worth it. I learned the hard way that making time to learn from Jesus helps me rest. Today, we're going to unpack a Bible verse for all who are weary and burdened by busyness. You'll also receive a word God gave me to help with the burden I carried. I believe it might be a word for you too. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant. Thanks so much for joining me today. Each week, I read a little bit of scripture and I give you a declaration to empower your tongue with truth. If you have a red letter version of the Bible, then you know that everything in red ink came directly from the mouth of Jesus. The verses that I'm going to read today are written in red. Jesus spoke them 2,000 years ago, but they are every bit as true and relevant today. Listen to the invitation in Matthew 11, 28 and 29, which I'll read from the New International Version. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I love how Jesus describes himself as gentle and humble in heart. He gives an invitation and promises to give us rest in return. He also gives us two commands: take my yoke upon you and learn from me. The second command, learn from me, is what inspired our declaration today. Making time to learn from Jesus helps me rest. Will you say that with me now? Making time to learn from Jesus helps me rest. Wait, carving time out of my busy day to be with Jesus will give me rest and not cause more stress to my schedule? It's counterintuitive to take away time from projects that demand our attention, but stopping our activities and sitting down with our Bibles is like yoking up with Jesus. As we take on his easy yoke and learn from him, we throw off Satan's yoke of busyness and discover supernatural space in the midst of a busy day. Now, that space not only creates room to complete necessary projects, but it also provides the space needed to rest our souls and lay down those burdens that we were never meant to carry. My friend, carve out time for God. Clearing your calendar to spend time in prayer and Bible reading will not eat into your day. It will actually create space because Jesus promised it would. And he's a promise keeper. I keep a journal next to me during my quiet times with the Lord. I believe that prayer is a two-way conversation with God, and I want to be ready to write down what I hear him saying to me. Now, one morning, I was crying out to God about all the burdens that were weighing heavy on me, and a word dropped into my spirit: rest. I did not receive it well. I just knew that word couldn't be the answer to my prayer. My situation demanded action, so I ignored the idea to rest, and I pleaded with God, tell me what to do. But the same word dropped into my mind: rest. How could I possibly rest? I needed marching orders. But for the next several days, whenever I cried out to God about the weight of the burdens that I was carrying and what to do about them, all I heard in response was one short word: rest. Well, I routinely ask my husband, Steve, what he's been hearing from God during his prayer time, probably because I hoped he was getting better directions than I was about our next steps. I asked him what he was hearing without telling him that I kept hearing rest. And you know what he said? All I keep hearing is that I'm supposed to rest, but I don't know what that means. Weird, right? Well, at least we were on the same page. Sitting across the room from Steve that morning, I picked up one of the devotionals that we both enjoy, and I turned to the reading assigned for that day. I stared at the Bible verse that was printed across the top of the page. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." There it was again, Matthew 11:28, and I sighed audibly as Steve looked up and I pointed to the book and said, "It's that word again, rest." Why is the simple command to rest so difficult to understand and even harder to obey? In that moment of confusion, a Bible verse popped into my head. "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." So I said, "Okay, God, I'm asking, what do you mean by telling me and Steve to rest?" Now, before I tell you how God answered that prayer, I want to encourage you to stay yoked with Jesus. My friend, if you carve out time with him and aren't receiving clear direction, be still. Stay yoked with Jesus and ask where he's going so you can keep in step with him. So I closed my eyes and I asked God what he meant by telling us to rest. Now, all at once, I heard not just one word, but entire sentences formed in my mind. Convinced that God was speaking to me, I picked up my journal and I began to write as if taking dictation. And here's what I wrote. "I have been telling you and Steve to rest, but I'm not telling you to lie down and go to sleep. I'm telling you to rest like someone on an airplane is resting, like someone on horseback is resting, like someone on eagle's wings is resting. When I say come, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, I also say, take my yoke upon you. I want you to rest in the assurance that we are yoked and my burden is light. You will gain both strength and wisdom from me as you mount up on eagle's wings. I will carry you, guide you, and open doors for you. Get ready to take flight by resting in my presence." Now, by the time I finished writing all that down, my heart was pounding. I don't hear from God like that very often, and so it's a big deal when I do. And I called out, "Steve," and he looked up from his Bible, and I read from my journal what I just read to you, the message that I had received like a download from God. "Read it again," he said, and I did. And then he said, "Where did you get that from?" I just pointed straight up to heaven and I said, "I got it from God." "Wait," he said, "you wrote that?" And I said, "Yeah, well, not really. I wrote what I heard from God saying to the two of us." And we just sat there in stunned silence. Finally, we understood the rest God had called us to. He wanted us to rest by releasing the load that we had been carrying. Rest by allowing him to pilot our lives. Rest by simply spending time in his presence. If the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. And busy stands for buried under Satan's yoke. Now, you can throw off that yoke in two simple steps. First, carve out time for God. When I learned Steve was also hearing the command to rest, I got majorly convicted. I'd been believing the lie that I needed to do something, right? I needed to take action. I thought finding the solution to our situation was up to me, but it wasn't up to me. The second step to throwing off Satan's yoke is to stay yoked with Jesus. You know what? You can't wear Satan's heavy yoke at the same time that you're wearing Jesus's easy yoke. Resting in God's presence flies in the face of the lie that works overtime to make us feel guilty enough to take on burdens that we were never meant to carry. I'd love for you to repeat today's declaration with me one more time. Making time to learn from Jesus helps me rest. The day I learned the two simple steps to throwing off Satan's yoke, I was reminded of another passage. Besides Matthew 11 that I read earlier, God knew when he gave me that download that I recorded in my journal that I'd already committed Isaiah 40, 28 through 31 to memory. I want you to listen again to the last few lines I heard in answer to my prayer and wrote in this journal. You will gain both strength and wisdom from me as you mount up on eagle's wings. I will carry you, guide you, and open doors for you. Get ready to take flight by resting in my presence. Now, as I sat in silence after reading that journal entry to Steve, I quoted the verses from Isaiah in my head. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. My friend, if you've been trying to find rest for your soul, I invite you to sit at the feet of the everlasting God. He has the answers you seek and the wisdom you need. Now, don't worry if you don't understand him at first. Just press in, ask for clarity, and then follow through with what he asks of you. Obedience is a journey, and it's a journey God will gladly map out for us, but we need to slow down, ask for directions, and then obey. Let's do that right now, shall we? Let's ask God for directions. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you have given us your word and you've given us tools like devotionals that other devoted people have written to point us back to you, to guide us like you've promised in your word. And so, Father, I pray for anyone listening right now who has a burden they were never meant to carry, Lord, that they would take the time in this moment to just lay it at your feet and say, Lord, I don't know what to do about this, but it's too much for me. And Lord God, we know that you are faithful, and you have said that if we bring our anxieties to you, if we cast our cares on you, you will carry them because you care for us. And so I ask for that now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would give us rest, that we would find your yoke easy and your burden light. Lord, teach us. We want to learn from you, even today. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I appreciate you so much, and I'm glad you joined me today. I would love to hear from you if you want to leave me a comment and let me know your biggest takeaway from today's message. And if you benefited, would you do me a favor and click or tap on that like button? It really, really helps me out a lot. And it also helps when you subscribe and click the notification so you never miss an episode. I am excited to point you to, I did it last week for the first time, I have a new playlist that features a 10-part Bible study, and it's based on Psalm 139. It will help you carve out time to be with God and to stay yoked with Jesus. So to find out more about it, you're just going to need to click that thumbnail you'll see to your right in a moment. And remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.